Well, strap yourself in, people. If you've heard her before, why would you want to hear her again? Our monthly visit from our favorite Hollywood correspondent, the one and only Carrie Pomeroli. What's going on, sister?
Drew, stop abusing me over the phone. You're like an old boyfriend. We've been doing this too long now, and you used to be nice to me on my first week. You're like, Carrie, it's so great to have you. And yeah. Now you're like, no one cares.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? Listen,
my husband cares.
How's your week been? What's been going on?
We just got back from Reno. We lost everything, but we're going to tithe 10% of our losings.
Do you gamble? Do you throw in a 20?
Yes,
Be honest.
I threw in a dollar today. I did the penny slots because I'm totally ghetto. But I did penny slots and I lost everything. And then Ron did penny slots and he lost everything. And I'm like, we're done. We're out.
That's it. Sinners, so, you're going to hell. What were you doing in Reno?
We were doing a show, and we were doing actually a corporate for Project Angel, Angel Tree, which helps children with parents that are incarcerated. We're raising money because we're so Christian.
Yes, of course.
And way more Christian than you or anyone who's listening.
That's fairly
but,
honest.
We figured that out. And then, oh, Joy, the best time, I just got back from Pennsylvania, and I was staying. I did a breast cancer awareness event for the senior citizens home, and they gave me a room in the senior citizens home. And I'm totally a senior citizen because I love attention. So there's this little bell, and you just ring it.
Oh, you did not.
Oh, yeah, it's right at the bed. And then you go in the bathroom, and there's another one. And I just had to try them both out, and I realized that I don't want to wait to be a senior citizen. I want in-home care now.
You want it now? Did you try the bed with a hole in the middle?
There wasn't a hole in the middle. I was not in that wing. All right.
No.
But I had the rope, and I felt really safe. I just felt
right.
Like, you know, Jessica, the nurse, would come, and I tried it like 5 times.
Nice.
And I really realized, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a senior citizen. I'm going to get a scooter. And I'm going to get one of those therapeutic beds.
Oh, yes.
With the
rope. Yeah, the Craftmatic bed by the old guy from Hee Haw selling it.
I know, and I'm very excited because Ron just got me OnStar, which is the navigation where you can call in and talk to them.
Oh, you know what? You are going to be
really
kicked off. You're going to be kicked off of OnStar, man. You'll be like, hello, hello.
I know, because I'm always like, Janine, there's somebody approaching my car. Wait, he's good looking. Wait, do you have a friend? Oh, Janine, what time do you get off? Where are you based?
You'll be calling the OnStars guys just to say, hi, oh, sorry, it's a girl. I don't want to talk
I'm
to you.
I'm like, I've fallen. These pants are on sale. Come here. So I have a Med Alert, I have OnStar, and I have a rope in my bed. So I've totally converted to being a senior citizen.
That's class. How was the food at the senior citizen's place?
It was all liquid, and I really don't mind. It was good.
No wonder they pee all the time, those people.
Yeah.
Liquid 24/7.
I know, and I really can get used to the Depends. It's
yes.
Really not a bad lifestyle.
Yeah, I think a sponsorship is in order. Full-blown sponsorship. Hey,
we were in Hawaii, but so much has been going on. I have to tell you, I had my meeting with 20th Century Fox.
Oh, nice.
And it was, thank you for the prayers, Canada, because it was supposed to be a half hour. It was a two-hour meeting.
Wow.
And
were they asleep?
Yeah, no, but I did my act, and so it was good. And she was like, she was still kind of mortified, but she was fascinated by Ron and I because we're such like lawyers. She's like, so you taped your engagement and you taped your wedding. She's like, well, you're gonna tape, your children. We're like, yes, because stage time is stage time. So we're like, we're taping this meeting right now. So it went really well. I mean, really well. She's like, I don't even think this should be a Fox Space film. I'm gonna present this to possibly the bigger studios to be a secular movie, and I'm still not famous enough to play myself.
Well, okay,
so,
there's the part I don't understand. Are they seriously considering, Britney Spears for this role?
You know what she said, and I'm not lying, she goes, well, I'm thinking, you know, that's sweet that you want to be in it, but we're thinking of getting somebody, if we did the movie, like a Cameron Diaz to play you, and I was like, yes, because she's my spiritual mecca. Like, who do I want? And I was like, I'll take your check, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. You know, honestly, you should suggest to them Candace Cameron Bure.
I know, because she's very pretty and thin, and I love her.
Well, she's a Jesus girl, and you're in love with her brother.
I know. I'm kind of, well, he's married. It's awkward. I'm a little in love. We had a little meeting. We had a little soiree, but he's got 6 kids. But Ron was like totally open that I still have feelings for Kurt.
Yeah.
And I feel that we'll be together in heaven one day, and it'll all be good.
It'll all be good.
I love Tanner. She's very thin and beautiful, and she gave up on Hollywood, and I was like, whatever you don't want, just pass it down, honey.
Hey, listen, tell me about Brian?
Oh, I had an audition. It went good. They didn't cast me because I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know what this is. Because I'm too good looking? I don't know.
I know. It's, you know what? They probably saw the centerfold, the pull-out spread in Christianity Today, right?
Oh, right. You're right. They should go to, I'm a cover girl now. I'm on the cover. Thanks for the plug through.
Thank you.
Today's Christian Woman or ChristianityToday.com. I'm on the cover, and I'm a little upset because they did not retouch my photos and make me look dreamy. I'm so, why cannot Christians retouch through? What's the problem? Why do they have to show, like, anything? I want to look dreamy. I want you to take the hair off my arms. I want extra eyelashes. Make me look skinny like they do in Glamour.
Does your husband love you just the way you are?
No, he does not love me. Ryan, you don't love me the way I am. Hold on.
Is he there? Put him on.
I love her the way she is right now.
Oh, you liar. Liar.
I'm holding a gun.
If you...
love you now.
Ron, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, pretty good, man. I hear you that you're more of a star than your wife.
I wouldn't say that out loud.
No. No, I know. But between you and me and the thousands that are listening, apparently you are more. Is it the minority thing, the Korean short guy syndrome, or what is it?
The Korean Irish, yeah, the... It's called the egg syndrome.
Yeah.
Because I'm white on the outside and I'm yellow on the inside. And I look like an egg.
Right. Well, I'm sorry about that. I really am. But no, you really are getting some action, aren't you, so to speak?
Yeah, getting out there, trying to plug away on some writing and some performing things. So hopefully CBS picks up the pilot we shot and that I wrote, and then we're all... It's all easy street from there, Drew.
Give me the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. Do me a
favor. Drew, I'm sorry. He was talking too long. Drew, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
I know we have limited time, and it's
30 seconds, baby. 30 seconds.
Listen, I'm coming to Canada.
You are?
April 23rd to Windsor. That's what I want to tell Canada to unite. Let's all road trip.
Okay. Let me just tell you about Windsor. Okay. The armpit of Canada. The armpit
it's
of Canada.
Worse than Detroit, and that's where I'm from.
Oh, man. What are you doing in Windsor?
I'm doing a show. I'm doing Christian comedy.
Oh, good for you. Good
yes.
for you. Folks.
And you might be seeing me on Larry King in the next month. We heard from them, and we have a tentative date, so as soon as we know, I'm going to call you, and you can put it on your website.
Oh, first. Totally. I'd be happy to do that. And when Larry asks you the same question he asks every other Jesus person, which is,
what?
If I don't believe in Jesus, am I going to hell?
Yes, you are.
Remember,
so is Gary Busey.
He came from there. So no, that's bad. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
I did actually. You need to say to him what Billy Graham said. The best answer. He said, "Larry, all I can tell you is, without Jesus, there's no guarantee." That's the best answer I heard. Don't say what Joel Osteen said.
What?
Which is, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Oh, I would just say, Larry. I don't know what I would say. You caught me on that one. You really did. You got me, Drew.
I know. I got you. Hey, listen, folks. It's Carrie Pomeroli here on the Drew Marshall Show. The website is CarriePalm.com. Go there and go to Windsor and go away. Thanks, Carrie.
Bye, Drew.
Bye-bye. All right, we're done. No more show. Next week on the show, Romeo Dallaire, who led the UN peacekeeping mission in Rwanda. Incredible story this man has. And also, Bruce Wilkinson, author of The Prayer of Jabez. Stay tuned next Saturday. We'll be back. Thanks, folks.